figured that would be a big deal.
There's all locked up.
See who it's for.
Certificate of service. This certificate is awarded to Councillor Batten in special recognition of 15 years of service in local government in New South Wales as a member of Gilgander Shire Council. So that's from Councillor Dario Turley, the President of Local Government New South Wales. So yes. Congratulations, Doug.
I'm getting a tattoo. Please be seated. I'll just take a break for 2 minutes and I'll be with you. Righto, okay.
Where are we going, Doug?
If I could please, councillors, I'll go through the declarations of interest. And we've got a fair shovel full, haven't we?
The big's got them up there.
Aye, how do I? Thanks.
Oh, do you want me to make it
please,
bigger?
If you would.
No, of course.
Melissa?
Yes.
Could you take that up a bit, please?
Sure. Can you make it bigger?
Bigger?
I'm wrong.
Okay, so that's Councillor Walker and Councillor Peart. There were also one from there from Councillor Boren, Councillor White, and Councillor Mann. It just shows you how broadly we are.
And Donna's
gone. Sorry, Adam.
I have to add.
Mrs. Dobson. Also in regard to the Myrtle Street aged care accommodation proposal. Okay, we'll move on now. Confirmation of the minutes of the extraordinary meeting held on the 21st of November. I'd like to move the acceptance of those. Councillor Bunder, the seconder. We'll be here for a long time. The seconder, Councillor Mann. Are any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put those, all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Okay, could I have a resolution to move into closed council? Councillor Bunner, Councillor Moffler, put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
All against, carried. Melissa went out there, didn't she?
She went out.
Oh, right, okay. That's all right. Thanks, John. We're now into the open section of council. The first one there is the mayor on it. I move that we talk be noted. The second one is a mayor on it regarding Lake Terry Angle. And the recommendation there, I've got it wrong, should read the sand shell at the cultural precinct as the Terry Nangle Memorial Sand Shell. This is some of the funkiest type of name for it.
I think that's great.
I think it is great.
Councillor Bunner, Councillor Peart. Can you? Yeah, sorry, you did. You did quick for me. Okay, I'll put that all in favour. Against, carried. And there's a request here in regard to Jeff Keener, Emergency Service Volunteer of the Year Award.
I move the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Thank you, Councillor Mann, Councillor Walker. Forgive me.
Councillor Mann.
Councillor Mann, Councillor White. Sorry, back on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Again, I return a carry. The men's shed, a wooden seating donation. And this is a request, the men's shed built this for some project and they don't want it.
A question, Mr. Mayor, is there somewhere else we can put it other than the suggested location, which the general manager doesn't think is appropriate, which I agree with?
Well, not really. It's
so sorry. It was promised to the garden down there, and the garden is a little bit mixed. That for some reason now that it suddenly disappeared. So they'd like to go back there, that's all I'm saying. But
sorry, the garden club wanted to go where?
The garden club wanted to go next to their garden. Because that's where it was originally promised.
What happened?
Yeah.
The garden up at the parish there.
Yeah, that's where it was. That's
community.
That's right, the community garden.
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, I can speak a little bit to that one, because yes, the intention originally was behind the sound shell there.
Yeah.
But since we've agreed as a group on a mural there, which is fantastic. But my last understanding was that the men's shed felt that the seat couldn't be out in exposed weather.
Yeah, yeah.
Like exposed to the weather.
Yep.
And because there was still conversations around where that wooden fence is to the southern side of the garden,
then
there was an opportunity to settle along that that fence. But that's my understanding, is that it needs to be somewhere where it's not exposed to the weather.
Underneath, yeah.
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 Isn't that back in
the
cross
under cover? There's three, Mr. Mayor. That's where that mural is now.
No. The Guild's Library.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it is an open area, but it's covered there from on top. But I'm pretty keen on the recommendation, so.
What I actually take out of the recommendation, with all due respect to the men's shed, is it's actually not suitable for public spaces.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think we've missed that in our little bit of discussion.
Exactly right.
There's a...
I'm happy to move the recommendations.
Right. Thank you, Councillor Walker. And it's moved by Councillor Brent. We'll put that all in favour.
Aye.
Yes, Gary. The Real Country Tourism Experience. Project closure of this exercise. I know we went to great lengths to acknowledge the input of Canamba, Warren Mogul Shire.
Mm.
Well, I suggest that without the staff of the Gugandra Shire.
Yes.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
Yes, significant.
Well done, Catherine.
Not ready.
So, Mr. Mayor, we've got $489,312 to spend, is that right, on this program?
How are you doing?
Based
on this report, we're putting in chasing dollars for all the other ones that we've got related to our
Yes, that's what you just mentioned. This is the $489,312 that's spent, so that we get off the business case and the marketing strategy and the QS cost. So we've now got further getting the files active detail design. So that's further funding towards this project to do the detailed design, including the engineering side, to deliver on our infrastructure work, valued at just shy of $5 million. This report is closing it out for the other two councils and ourselves to say that this funding is being spent. Here's where we're at to our community strategic plan, further funding that has been sought, and then additional projects that we're looking at doing. So this is essentially our closeout report for the three councils work, and now as Gilgandra
Shire
Council, we're just looking at sourcing infrastructure assets.
Right. Your recommendation there achieves that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone would like to move that, Councillor Hunter, Councillor Mann, and we'll just add to that the wheel goes on to work with our staff.
Yes.
Yep, happy to. So point three there, Beck, the council acknowledges the work of Gilgandra staff. Okay, so that's moved by Councillor Bunder and me. We'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against Gary. The Economic Development Committee representatives. That was a bit disappointing we didn't get a few more, given the success we had last time. Anyway, it is what it is.
Still nine. I think we had 12 last time, didn't we?
Yeah, well, the cold limits.
Three, Mr. Mayor, though, it's still a pretty good representation in that we moved to the 14. We only, I think we only advertised for 8 at the last round of council, and we ended up taking all 14
Yeah.
So if you look at it, we're back to what the original structure of the committee was, which probably makes it easier for the administration of the committee, but certainly it was great to have that really wide representation at the last one.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them renominated in there that were there.
We will be looking for a chair from those three councillors who were nominated to sit on the committee. So the recommendation there.
I'll move it then.
Thank you, Councillor Bonner. Seconder, Councillor Foran. There's no further discussion. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. The community engagement strategy. And it goes out for the 28 days. So come back in the February meeting. Got a mover?
Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Peart. Seconder, Councillor Mockler.
It's a very colourful document, isn't it?
Black and white. Right, I'll put that all over in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carry. Variation requests to light vehicle purchasing policy. I think the time has come, councillors.
Oh, it's a little bit out there, but I know that at some point we need to consider this. So the opportunity, I think that what's enticing me with this is there's the $7,000 incentive from the state government to as a rebate, and also the $4,000 incentive to install the charger. So that's at no cost to council installing the charger, I think the overall net benefit and costs to council by trialling this vehicle, or trialling an EV vehicle, but the EV vehicle needs to be suitable for still with enough clearance to get across our roads. It can't be a Tesla or something like that that is quite low to the ground, because it still needs to traverse our rural roads.
Okay, so I have a move with the Councillor Foran. And the second Councillor Hunter. I'll be like a little kid, I'll be asking Dad for the car. Take it for a lap.
Yeah, well, it's quite polarising. It doesn't matter who you talk to. And Darryl Cole down the end there is not a fan. It doesn't matter who you talk to. There's a difference of opinion. But I suppose where I landed was that there's no worsening of council to trial this. So why not give it a trial, and if it doesn't work, we'll know. If someone else is driving it around in 6 months' time, you know that I've got. This will be the first EV in Gill. The state government have got to register as how many vehicles are obviously registered, but they record which ones are EVs, and there's no registered EV vehicle in Gill. So a bit of leadership on our community's behalf.
Right.
You're looking puzzled.
I'll pick you up when I'm taking you on a race tour.
Very agile.
Okay.
Very agile, Dave.
I'm not coming to get you.
I'll put the recommendation, councillors. Soon have a mover and seconder. All those in favour, raise your hand.
Aye.
Against? Clear and carry. The aged care workers project. Euro Park Lane. And this was the opportunity to put a duplex.
This is following on from the report last meeting, councillor, and I'm speaking on behalf of the
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, last council meeting you asked that we come back with some alternate rocks and some plans. So we've put those together for you. These are obviously just concept plans that we put through based on some conversations we've had with people that have been building duplexes in the past. So just some different concepts. We've also put in there some visual pictures so you can get an understanding of what's going on. I know the concerns from the
Councillor was about putting the duplex right at the forefront. I believe that's our great opportunity to have control over how the site looks.
Yeah.
And if there is concerns about the gardening and maintenance, we could include that in the rental price that council maintains, at least the front part of those buildings. So we'd recommend that probably that lot 37, as you come in, it's not the first lot on the first corner, it's the next lot. So it will definitely be a showcase lot. We were going to consider lot 28, but it's currently under lot 5. Yes, David.
I don't need that much, Mr. Mayor, and we suggest that we probably need a second element there, but we authorise the panel manager to have a tenant for the design and construction.
That's what we need, to go send up with probably need a resolution of that.
I just want to try to get that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't probably have it in there.
We're not going to do a design and construct project, we will be designing it homes and then going to tender, is it?
It's like a project and tender for design and construction.
I think Ash will probably put out for a special interest for design and construct, because I believe that some builders would already have these designs.
Mm-hmm.
Corner box, I've come in, I have a couple of designs, I'll say pick your design, here it is. This is the price one.
Yeah.
This is just for the duplex, aren't it?
Just for the duplex, not for the others.
So my apologies, Councillor, I mean, the recommendation that you're interested in moving it, are you happy with the recommendation that's presented there by the director? Just that, use lot 37?
Yeah.
And that, do you want to be able to handle all the questions of interest, whatever, for the design and construct? The point to council relies the authority to the DM. To progress the project to a design and construct, through a design and construct. If that doesn't work yet.
We're going to be doing a lot of building, we're doing this and we're doing the other ones. I just wondered, is there any way we can put into the plan taking Gagandra labour? Rather than non-locals bringing the whole team, can we somehow encourage them to use local labour?
Well, in all honesty, Councillor Ford, if you have looked at builders in your Gagandra today, their involvement in cottage construction is very limited.
I'm not talking about the established businesses, I'm talking about more so labour, getting people started in that industry. Anyway,
it
was just a thought. Thank you.
And just through you, Mr. Mayor, what we find is you can, like listing, which we do, and we score according to local content, and that you're going to use local subbies and that sort of thing. But you find more and more with the size of the builders now that they've got their own network of their own subcontractors that they use, and that's just the way of the world now.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. With this project and also with the tavern project, just so we do provide a list of our local trades and often, as we found with the tavern, the local trades can't commit to the timelines or the workload because of their own restrictions.
Okay, so I've got a recommendation then moved by Councillor Mann. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Bunner, who wants to go to all party?
I just want
to... I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Gary. Change of use to medical centre. Yeah, here we can certainly use some builders, can't we?
This is a great project.
Yeah.
All those just so positive.
Sorry, I'm upside down.
Yeah, okay, so the recommendations there. Thank you, Councillor Mockler and Councillor Foran.
Just the last point, where it says that the names of councillors who support and oppose the decision are reported. Are all of our decisions reported back on?
No, the names are physically recorded in the business paper in regard to construction jobs.
No, DA related. And if it has a DA related. Councillors know they need to be recorded, they have to be voted for or against it. Not on other matters.
So, I've got a mover and seconder. I'll put it, all those in favour, would you raise your right hand?
They don't try to draw it.
That's everyone, thanks, thanks. Okay, put that all in favour, we've done. Okay, the conditions of consent are attached there.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, Councillor Foran has declared interest here in regard to the Anglican Church restoration.
Councillor Mann and Councillor White.
Sorry.
Anglican Church.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You're out, you're out.
Councillor White, you can stay if you've got a non-pecuniary, less than significant interest. Councillor Foran's declared a significant interest because she's actually on the committee of the church. Hence the reason, the difference between why yourself and Councillor Mann are remaining in the discussion.
Okay, so the recommendation there.
Yeah. Just through you, Mr. Mayor, there's two parts to the report. One is around the planning and development side, which Mrs. Casey has had in-depth discussions with the committee, as well as discussions with the heritage group, and that's how it's come about that they're actually coming to site in January to meet on site to have a look at what the, I guess it is to agree on what the way forward is with the development application, with the two differing opinions at this stage between the committee's professional advice and the advice that the heritage group are getting. So that's one of the things that needs to be sorted. And on the other side, I've gone through in a bit of detail there, council's commitment to this point, to the project, which started some years ago, I think it was 2021, with that resolution, and then followed through from there with we've committed a fair bit of resources just to assist with discussions with the committee of the church and assist them that way. But also council has contributed through the Stronger Country Communities and the conservation management plan, those sorts of things. But at this point in time, council's only commitment in dollars is subject to a grant for the same amount being received. So there is an amount in the long-term financial plan. There was a misunderstanding there. I've spoken to Mrs. Babbage about it, and there was a misunderstanding there around the committee thinking that wasn't tied to grant funding, that $200,000 contribution from council. So that was, I've clarified that. And as late as in the last half hour while I've been sitting here, Mrs. Babbage has actually sent through an email just to clarify that they did think that was the situation. I did flag in the report there that we don't feel like at our level within the council yet that we received the full plan of the whole proposal and I guess the outcomes and where the finished product is seen and therefore what's the steps to get there and what's the costs associated with all those steps so that if we're going to be committing the community to to some sort of contribution to the project, there'll be an expectation at some stage that, right, this project has got to be delivered then. And so the last thing I think the council and the
community would want to see is that, for instance, the underpinning works happened and council assisted with that, but then at the end of that, no one was still allowed back in the church, or the building was no better off than when we started, because the next step might be that the roof needs to be replaced, or the cracks in the walls, you know. So that's what that was my discussions with Mrs. Babbage around that point, and so she has forwarded through only very, very recently, like, a bit more detail around that, but did acknowledge that at this point in time, the committee hasn't got that detailed plan and costings of all stages, because to commit to that is a significant amount of money, which the church hasn't got available to it to do that. So it's a bit of a catch-22, because without a grant to do that planning, to proceed with that planning, the money's not there to allow that detail to be developed into a, if you like, a full business case, full plan, from go to woe, and as a community we're going to get out of. Mrs. Babbage did flag with me that the $100,000, if there was a $100,000 contribution from council, one of the grants in particular is looking for 10% contribution, and it's for $1 million. And there is only going to be one grant awarded in New South Wales. So it's a one-off $1 million grant, of which the recipient has to be able to show that they're able to meet a $100,000 contribution. The other grant that these grants close in January, the other grant is for, it requires a contribution of $200,000, and that one is a more open, you know, that's an open process with a larger pool of potential funding. But there's a couple of opportunities there. They do close at the end of January. I flagged with Mrs. Babbage that the logic behind the report I provided to you, which is I didn't feel that I could recommend the council that you support the wide way of funding, commitment to funding, until such time as we'd seen a lot more of that big picture plan, the whole of the plan of it, and which was acknowledged. But as I say, the catch-22 with that is to pull all that together costs money. So that's the full picture, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, and the recommendation there, I take it reflects those sentiments.
So basically they can't apply for the grant funding without some form of contribution from
guaranteed.
Through
at least like $100,000.
To have success these days with grants, you have to be able to show an actual concrete commitment to a contribution. So obviously a resolution for the council, as an example, really holds weight, because a pledge from a community group or something like that wouldn't carry the same amount of weight when the assessment is done at the other end.
I'm just wondering, when is that due? Is that after the meeting in January?
You, Mr. Mayor, it's the 31st of January, so the applications close for both grant streams.
So that's...
Well, we're prepared to have an extraordinary meeting at the end of January to consider that now.
Well, just through you, Mr. Mayor, the difficulty is that the actual process to apply for the grant, realistically, given that we're about to move into the holidays, you know, the festival season, then we come back, realistically, to give the committee any chance of putting in an application, because I imagine there'd be a significant amount of effort in.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, especially for the $1 million grant, it's about activating state heritage places. I guess just the other point is around the DA that we've still got under assessment at the moment, and working through, because of the state heritage listing, it's Heritage New South Wales, it's integrated development. That DA can't be determined, as we've outlined in the report, without those general terms of approval from heritage. And until at this point we've got a site visit date flag for after the 15th of January. The date, it hasn't been locked in, and it's very, it's hard to know what the determination timeframe is going to be on that DA.
It's a bit of a hard one, isn't it?
It is a very hard one.
The $1 million is subject to $100,000 of that contribution.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
The $200,000, what do you get?
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, it's the other stream is the Caring for State Heritage Grant opportunity. It's a dollar for dollar contribution. Up to $300,000 is available. So, up to $300,000 for dollar.
Not worth the trouble. So,
$1 million. Yeah.
You need, so, $100,000 for activating State Heritage Grant Fund and up to $300,000 for them to apply for a $300,000 grant under Caring for State Heritage.
So, it's a dollar for dollar, correct?
That one is,
yeah.
Caring for State Heritage. Yes. Yeah.
Am I wrong? But I think they're looking for $4 million or something like this.
Sorry, because I've sat in some of these meetings previously, I'll just, and again, only because I got involved a little bit in the funding, they're not keen to admit how much, if they did it back to a stage that, and I warned them against doing it, if they get it back to a stage that they'd like to get it back to, that the figure would just frighten most people in Kilcandra. So what I understand what you're asking for, but if that figure at the end of the day might be 4 million, or I'm not flagging what it might be. The point that I'd like to make, and this is about, it is probably possibly the most significant building within Kilcandra. At what stage do we, I'm not saying turn our back on it, but if it gets to a stage where it could potentially collapse, I think, and again, this is down to the decision that they possibly make, and I would advise them to do this, is that you're not trying to get it to an ideal state. You're trying to just preserve what you've got. And I think that preservation of what you've got, the Heritage Society really would be keen to do it. But again, this would depend on that $1 million grant. I think, possibly because of the significance of the building, it would probably justify that $1 million grant.
Yeah.
But it's a very tricky one because I understand what you require.
Yeah.
But the trouble is in a year's time or 2 years down the track, do we as a council say, well, we let the thing collapse? So I'm not. Putting a guilt thing on anybody. I mean, I've had conversations with the War Memorial and a lot of other significant people about trying to save the thing. It's just somewhere along the line, somebody's got to kick up and say, we're willing to, save. Because, we're not willing to save the, we're not willing to put $5 million in, but you can have a building in your town that nobody can go in.
Yeah, and through you, Mr. Mayor, I think that's what my conversation around with Mrs. Babbage was. Well, at some stage, to be able to confidently put to council, we needed pretty clear what the outcomes you're out to achieve are.
Yeah.
And if that is that in the end we've saved a heritage building and that everyone can view it at one end of the scale, versus we've got a fully functional Anglican church building again at the other end of the scale. What are we?
Yeah.
What are we shooting? Like, what are we aiming for here? And so that the community is pretty clear on that, because I do appreciate, and we did talk about that, if you flag the size of the actual project at the moment, it would probably look insurmountable.
I think it's important to keep as a monument as opposed to necessarily a church.
Sorry, Mr. Neves had a question.
Just a question for Mr. Kozier. How often do these grant funding programs come out?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the current grant opportunities are every 2 years. So the current Caring for State Heritage one that they've got was 2 years ago. So the other thing, if I can just add, just around the
the site visit for New South Wales Heritage, that really is to try and find a path forward as part of the DA process. At the moment, they're currently reviewing what the proposed methodology is to achieve the outcomes that they've indicated. So the site visit, in council's view, I think is a really critical step to be able to try and move forward with the DA in particular, and the potential of the project, what the steps might be.
They don't want
to fall in,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Unless they're not going to come, it would be advantageous to the project.
Can we do something in some way that you can do the 100,000 on the provision that those met, the DA, or at least, you know, some way going forward? Like, at the end of the day, you basically are trying to save the building. Regardless of whether you're going to try and get back into there, I think it's just to save that building from collapsing, basically, I think, to be honest. So, they have some heritage.
We have no firm undertaking.
No.
That X million dollars will save the building.
I think, Mr. Mayor, I don't think we're in a position to make that decision until we have a clearer picture.
Mm.
And I think
you
should go with the recommendation.
If
you like, I'll move the
recommendation. Well,
I'll second
the thing. Okay, it's moved, Councillor Priest. Second to Councillor Mocker, points 1 to 4. So is there any further discussion on that?
If we did waive it, can I ask? Mrs. Cozier, where does that put you, like, applying for? Does it put you back?
Sorry, the recommendation for, is it you're talking about being? That through you, Mr. Mayor, is in relation to Council's contributions plan. So that is a fee that is in accordance with our adopted policy to fund works down at the moment are identified down in the CBD.
Yeah.
That doesn't have a bearing on the DA itself. That's a fee that's been requested to be waived by the applicant. It's a council adopted policy that way.
Yeah, three, Mr. Mayor, basically as a contribution to the project or a donation.
Yeah.
But, sorry, look, for me, until the State Heritage Department comes after the 13th or 15th, whatever it is, we've got a bit of a clearer picture of potentially what their expectations are. We've also can go back to St. Rose Church and say, well, until you've got a clear path and some milestones that you can get to, it's very hard for council to commit.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the general terms of approval that would come from New South Wales Heritage, once they become satisfied with the proposed approach, that those conditions form part of the DA consent.
Yeah.
So they would need to be satisfied as part of them actually undertaking works on the church moving forward. So that basically determines how it will happen.
Okay, I've got a mover and a second. There's no further discussion. I'll put all those in favour. Raise your right hand, please. Against? I declare it carried. Can someone invite Mrs. Fine back in? The next report relates to bushfire prone land and the map association and the recommendation there, and also include the notation of the building. Someone like to move that way? Thanks, Councillor Meehan, Councillor Freed. With no discussion on that, I'll put all those in favour.
Excuse me, Doug, can I just add to that a little bit? What are they looking for, these? On the map, what's the purpose, what are they looking for?
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, it's a gazetted map through New South Wales RFS. The update period is every 5 years, so we currently do have one. It was gazetted in 2011, I believe, from memory.
Yep.
So we're council's well overdue for a review.
Yep.
So what it's doing is mapping the grassland categories in accordance with the New South Wales State Government planning for bushfire guidelines.
Yep.
So it determines the level of measures needed.
It's a danger.
Yeah.
It's a danger area.
In relation to development, any proposed development on that land. So typically within the urban area is not mapped, it's bushfire prone, a reason to appreciate. As you move out into the different areas in the rural area, there's different categories. The majority of the rural area is category 3, so grassland classification, and it just then picks up development standards that have to be met if you're proposing to build a house.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, so I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Gary. The Western Council Water Alliance rename, and this is pretty much just a procedural thing, where the Water Alliance have been renamed to the Western Council's Water Alliance.
Very good, Mr. Miller.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. Seconded, Councillor Boren. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. The next report there is a minute, the committee meeting for adoption. And that's the Audit Risk Improvement Committee, which I'm sure everyone enjoys.
Pretty heavy meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty good committee, actually. Sadly, not the meeting. I've got plenty of experience at local government, you know what's going on. So.
So you're moving the recommendation there on page 68. Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Seconder, please. Councillor Mockler. There's no further discussion. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Meeting notes for notation. And there, the interagency. The Local Emergency Management Committee. Traffic Committee. Okay, so there's sitting there on page 84. Let the minutes be noted. So I'd like to move that. Thanks, Councillor Creed, Councillor Walker. Putting that all in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. Okay, we now move on to the reports for information and notation, the state bank balances, the investment details, outstanding matters from previous meetings, and progress on questions for next meeting. Then we move on to development applications and the reports associated with that. And a recommendation on page 92 that the report be noted. So I'd like to move that way. Please. Councillor Peart, Councillor Bunter, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. And category B correspondence is the Alliance of Western Councils minutes. And we see the category B correspondence be noted. I want to move that way, Councillor Bunter, Councillor Mean. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. And at 5:50, I declare the meeting closed.
Thank you,
Dad. Wish everyone a very safe and happy Christmas.
Thank you,
Dad. And we look forward to the new year.